This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
David, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty awesome. We have our own fun fair here in London with where you can try out all of Shazam's powers.
They've gone to town with this.
They really have. It's amazing.
Now, this is a big film. Yeah. How was it taking the reins directing such a big production?
It was a little intimidating, but I mean, this movie has so much that I love about movies. It has a little bit of everything. It has, you know, the humor, and it has the heart, and even a little bit of horror. So it's like, it was scary taking it on, but it was like, I have to do this movie, you know?
Watching the film, loving it, it kind of reminded me, throwing it back to a bit of the 80s, kind of, you know, the 80s Spielberg and the Goonies, yeah, and those kind of films. Are they films you've taken a bit of inspiration from?
Absolutely. I mean, those are the movies that I grew up with. You know, the Goonies, the Ghostbusters, the Gremlins, the Amblin movies. And this was my chance to tap into my childhood, really. Like a reverse Shazam, me turning into a kid.
The two kids in it are absolutely fantastic. Jack, Dan Grazer, and Asher Angle, who our listeners will know from Andy Mack. They're great. How was it working with them?
I mean, casting is so important. And especially, you know, you want to find the right people just to... I mean, partly it makes your job as a director easier if they just inhabit the characters. And I mean, Shazam. I even call Zach Shazam now because, you know, he is that character.
He's so in character.
Yeah, I mean, he is a big child in a man's body, you know. And with Jack Dylan Grazer, who's this really smart, fast-talking kid, you know, together with Zach, it's just magic, you know, because they keep improvising and changing things, so... They would crack me up on set all the time. And Asher, I mean, it's quite a luxury to have two actors play the same part because they can contribute different things. You know, you have...
Is that a challenge at the same time, though?
Not at the same time, but you get, like, the fun humor and then the adventure with Shazam. And then with Billy, you get a lot of emotion.
Is it a challenge, as a director, is it a challenge to have two different actors play the same role and deliver a consistent performance?
Yeah, no, it's a little bit of a challenge, but I think it was important for us to have Asher and Zach hang out and like get to know each other and get a feel for each other, and then get into each other's heads.
Watching the film, I just imagine behind the camera, even when the camera switched off, there was just a good atmosphere. Everyone was getting on.
It was kind of
a bit of a big family.
Very much a big family, and like Zach would always bring... You know, he has his Bluetooth speaker. He's always playing music on. So you'd hear him come to set from
what was it?
From
what sort of music are we talking?
Everything. A lot of 80s music. Like, just pop music from all eras, really. I mean, he just loves music.
Final question. If you could say Shazam, but turn into anybody for the day, who would it be?
I would turn into Batman.
That would be cool.
What?
That would be cool.
Yeah, you'd become a billionaire, who's awesome.
I love the film. We're going to go and check out again. We loved it so much.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.